there's more to life than this life. Hello there, this is Pastor Pete Pavelic. Thank you so much for joining me for today's edition of The Daily Devo. As always, don't forget, you can connect with me, find other resources, sign up for our Daily Devo email, and a lot of other stuff over at PastorPete.org. Today, I have been reflecting in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and just reflecting on what the apostle is talking about here. He's covering a lot of ground, but the thrust of his point, the thrust of what he's getting at is, there's more to life than just this life. And that's easy to forget. It's easy to forget in the midst of all that's going on in our world, in the midst of all that's going on in our life, in the midst of the chaos that makes up who we are, right? Our jobs, our kids, our family, our holidays, our celebrations, our ministries, our church life, our Bible studies, all of these things, and we're focused on these things, and we're pursuing these things, and we're running hard in the race that God has laid out for us to run. And there's nothing wrong with that if we're following the Lord. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that as we're running this race we call life, it's very easy for us to forget that there's more to life than just this life. I want you to hear what the apostle says here, chapter 5, starting in verse 1, 2 Corinthians. For we know that if our earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal dwelling in the heavens, not made with hands. Indeed, we groan in this tent, desiring to put on our heavenly dwelling. Since when we have taken it off, we will not be found naked. Indeed, we groan while we're in this tent, burdened as we are, because we do not want to be unclothed but clothed, so that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a down payment. In other words, he says there's more to life than this life. When this life is over, when our time here is done, there's a future for us. There's a home for us. Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. We have this promise all throughout Scripture that life doesn't end when our life, our physical life here ends. And so I want to point you to, and I want to just challenge you today to think about that, to rejoice in that, to thank God that when your time in this tent, this earthly tent, is over, that you're going on to something better. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've called on Him, believed in Him, confessed, repented, you're going on to something even greater, something even better. And that is made possible because God sent His Son to die for you, to die for me. It's not something we did. It's something God did for us. It's His purpose. He designed eternity this way, and He designed us to be able to inherit eternity. Isn't that a beautiful thing? There's more to life than this life. Let's think about that today. Let's thank and praise and celebrate God for that today, and let's tell somebody else about it as well. Come over and visit me at PastorPete.org. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow. God bless.